Let's take a look at what it says in this morning's newspapers with John S. Doyle.
Bicycles are the preferred mode of transport for the recently released, to judge by two sports personalities photographed for the front pages of the Irish Independent and Irish Times. The Independent's picture by Gerry Mooney is of the former motor racing driver Rosemary Smith taking her bike out for a spin yesterday. The Times has Shay O'Hanlon, an amateur cycling star in his day, pedalling along a footpath in Glasnevin, Dublin, and being saluted by a neighbour. That photograph is by Dara MacDonald. The response to the coronavirus pandemic has so far blown a 7.5 billion euro hole in the state's finances, so the Irish Daily Mirror reports in its lead story. The black hole, says the headline, over a picture of numerous 100 euro notes disappearing down a kind of whirlpool. 7.5 billion euro is the budget deficit. 14 billion is the figure in the Times lead headline. That's the amount by which the Department of Finance warns the coronavirus crisis is expected to shrink the government's tax base this year, effectively wiping off 3 years of gains, the paper says. The leaving certificate is the main topic for the Irish Examiner and the Independent. In the Independent, Catherine Donnelly writes that the use of predictive grades to assess leaving cert students is on the agenda for a crunch meeting today, as pressure mounts to abandon the traditional exams. The Examiner reports that parents are demanding that clear alternative plans to the leaving cert exams be made available to students, given the extra demands and pressures they are under because of the pandemic. Jess Casey reports that the National Parents Council post-primary has said that creative solutions were needed. And in the Irish Daily Mail's lead story, Lisa O'Donnell reports that teacher unions have warned against going back to school too early. She says that the TUI, ASTI and INTO have joined forces with teachers in Britain to tell both governments that returning early would be catastrophic to the rate of infection. Law and disorder, says the lead headline in the Irish Sun. The paper reports on what it calls the COVIDiots, who have spat or coughed at cops since new laws came into force last month. And on the remark by the Garda Commissioner, Drew Harris, that regrettably we continue to see spitting and coughing attacks on our personnel. We must protect them from such disgraceful attacks. The Irish News reports that Northern Ireland's Nightingale Hospital for coronavirus patients, the 230-bed Belfast City Hospital, is to be wound down after a feared surge in cases did not materialise. The Belfast Telegraph leads with a comment by an expert from the London School of Economics that the lack of support for care homes in Northern Ireland during the pandemic is setting them up to fail. On the formation of the next government, former Minister Michael McDougall in the Times offers the opinion that Micheál Martin and Leo Varadkar would be better advised looking to the 10 centrist independents rather than to the Green Party. In the Independent, John Downing comments that too many gains for the Greens in the negotiations could spark an all-out rebellion in Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil. In the Examiner, Gerard Howland writes that in a few weeks we will know if the Greens jumped over the cliff yesterday into government formation negotiations or were just bungee jumping. As for Fianna Fáil, the question is whether it can go on at all. Its next move may be its last, says Howland.